This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Tuesday morning, a little Eddie Money bringing us in. Shan shared it with you. Tuesdays and Thursdays on Party Line. And it is the Tuesday edition, July 1st. It is the top of the month. Wow. June is in the books. Half a year of 2025 in the books. All done. All over. Wow. Crazy. Well, we're going to just keep on going because we've got a big show today. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock, we've got Miss Hillary Guffey coming in. She's going to be talking about the Clinton County Fair. We've got the whole schedule run down. We're going to be going through that with Hillary. And then here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking to Kathy Circle of the Rossville branch. She's the Rossville librarian, but she's also head of the branches in Clinton County. We're going to be talking all things Clinton County today in the library world. But before we do all of that, let me remind you of our wonderful sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling a weight. Your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Had a great time talking with Alan last week. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all the areas, including Rossville, which we have a branch, Michigantown, we have a branch, over there in Kirkland, Colfax, you name it. We don't want to forget anybody. Mulberry, I don't want to get Mulberry. But Clinton County Daily News taking good care of you. Also, the Party Line Hoosierland TV broadcast brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Daily Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Sheep's, Wealthy Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, and Simplify Family Dental, along with Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Guttering. They all doing a great job keeping everybody happy. And especially during the heat of the summer, you want to make sure you check out all of our fine sponsors and partners. Whatever you need, they can take care of you. Also, we want to take a quick look at the weather. If you've been keeping up with that, it is getting a little cooler. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 o'clock this morning, so they should be out of the way. Maybe a scattered one or two later on today. High of 83, a lot better than 97, so we'll take that. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 64. When it gets back in the 60s at night, that's when I'm feeling better. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84, and really nice throughout the rest of the week. We're looking for Friday, Independence Day, a high of 88 with a slight wind, sunny. It's going to be a nice one. It's going to be a good one. All right, we've got our first guest on the Party Line program, Miss Kathy Circle. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning? Are you up in Rossville?
Currently, I'm at home in Frankfort. None of the branch buildings are open on Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay. So you're in Frankfort. So I was just going to get a weather report from Rossville. So,
sorry, don't know.
Oh, that's okay. So, Kathy, you are the branch Rossville branch librarian, but you're also the head of all the branches in Clinton County. We've got quite the system here in Clinton County that a lot of people, I think, take for granted.
True. Our system covers four buildings: Frankfort, Rossville, Mulberry, and Michigantown. We stay busy with all that. We have a lot to offer everyone. So we hope they come in and check us all out.
Now, as the coordinator or the head of the branches, what does that job entail? I mean, are you pretty much at all the branches and you're coordinating all the programming and the projects throughout the year?
I'm mostly located at Rossville. I do go when needed to the other two branches, and they do most of the planning for their programming and such. But if they need help, if they have run into a problem, I'm there to help them out and to do some coordination problems.
Awesome.
On those.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been employed by the library for 28 years. The first 2 years I worked in the children's department and went to the branches doing story hour for the preschoolers. And then I switched to Rossville, went back to school and got my degree in library science, and I'm still there.
Wow. 28 years, long time. That's a great legacy, great career. So you've got all kinds of programming not just the month of July. I know where this is the very first day of July. There's a lot of things going on. But July is kind of the heart of the summer for all the kids to be out of school, because you know what? Just right around the corner is August, and everything gets back into the school year. So this is kind of the month to really celebrate summer. So tell us a little bit about some of the program. I know Tiny Tykes and Little Learners is one of those projects.
Right. That's the preschool programs, and Miss Courtney does those twice a month for 10 months of the year. We always take May and August off, May off to plan for the summer reading, which keeps everybody very, very busy. And August, they start planning for, they wind down summer and start planning for the rest of the year. And she comes out and does a terrific job. The kids love seeing Miss Courtney. She reads stories to them. They do movement activities. They make a small craft. They sing songs or do rhymes. Very, very fun programs. Tiny Tykes is for children 18 months to the age of 3. Little Learners is the age of 3 through kindergarten. It's just an exciting, fun time. They learn so much in those programs. I know people think of it just as sometimes as someone reading a story to kids, and it's true. They're learning to get along with others their age. Sometimes for some that's the most activity they have with another child that is their age that is not a family member. They're using small motor skills when they're doing that craft. They're doing large movement skills. Just so much going on in those two programs.
Yeah, and when you're dealing with those little tykes and the little learners, I mean, anytime you've got those kids under that preschool age, you've got your hands full. They're full of they're full of energy.
That's for sure.
Now, as if a parent's listening here, is that something they can still enroll their kids in? Can you get them involved? If they call the library and get them plugged in, this month.
Correct.
Okay.
There's a on the library website. They can go to www.myfcpl.org, and there's a calendar of events that they can log on into and sign up. And if they don't have access to that, or they're at the library, they can sign up there. They can always call each building and sign up. So,
that goes on at every one of the branches, the same program.
All four buildings, yes.
Oh, fantastic! And that's so Miss Courtney's doing the circuit then.
Yes, she's a busy lady.
Oh, that's good. All right, then you've got story time with Miss Amy. And you're looking, it's a story time art, because it's not just reading a story, but you're doing more than that.
Correct. And it's for elementary age students. And Miss Amy was a former elementary teacher. Miss Amy's first time this summer at Rossville will be Monday, so I'm not haven't heard her story yet. But she always brings very fun stories, and they do some type of an art activity connected to the story. So it should be lots and lots of fun. We had the room full last year, and we had a great time. So we're always look forward to Miss Amy's visit.
Well, you've been doing this for 28 years now. How important is it for this kind of activities, but the interaction and engagement with kids when it comes to learning and education?
Oh, I think it's very important. I mean, they're doing so much. Like I said, they're learning to be with others. They're listening. They're following instructions. They're just so very, very much going on in one of those fun classes. You know, it's one of those things that you're learning a lot, but you're having so much fun you don't realize you're learning. So
yeah, and you've probably seen this over the now almost three decades. You probably have seen the difference in learning, certainly because of technology. And is the kid different? Is there still that desire for imagination? I do think that sometimes the world of technology has kind of changed a little bit of that. I know when I was a kid, you used to go outside. Before there was video games or really any of those kind of things. You just had to create your own playground. How do you guys, engage with the kid to help them, you know, strike that imagination? Because books, that's one of the greatest ways to be able to really, I think, spark the imagination and the creativity of your imagination. Because sometimes it's all almost manufactured for you in this world of digital media.
Books are, books can take them anywhere they want to go through the stories that are there. And yes, there is a lot of technology that we deal with today. Sometimes we help them with that technology, but we're also providing other ways of having them think and create on their own. Animal Tales is a program that Shauna is doing this summer. She's doing it twice at each building, and it's a creative writing program. She's talking to them about their writing skills and giving them some prompts, and they're writing their very own story. And that story can be, it will go home with the child, and if the parent so desires, can send it into a national contest from the Collaborative Summer Library Program. So it's quite an opportunity to stir up their creativity there. So
yeah, and there was a program. It's escaping me right now, but it's through the Dolly Parton Foundation. Are you guys still doing that Dolly's Imagination or something? I can't remember the name of it.
Yes, we are. I'm not getting the exact name. Dolly Imagination, maybe. They will. Each child would receive a book through the mail at their home, appropriate for their age, and I think that goes to the till they start kindergarten. I'm not exactly sure about that. Rachel was very involved in that program, but I do know they can get the paperwork at the library and sign up for that.
Yeah, so it's really an opportunity again to play off of the imagination and the creativity of the child. I mean, after all, that's what I think you were spot on with the books. I mean, the books really, that it really starts there when you're reading, because as a descriptor, the text is describing something, but the mind can take it to a different degree, and that's what you're wanting that kid to spark and see that. And the Animal Tales creative writing, are they? Is there a topic that the kids get to work off? Is there a certain animal, and then they just go with the flow?
I know they're doing it about animals. I'm not sure, because Ms. Shauna does that program, if they were all working with the same animal or not. But their focus when they're thinking about that story is an animal. So
awesome. Now, spotting books?
Exploding books.
Okay, we're missing an L in my text here. Exploding books.
Sorry.
All right, that's okay. So exploding, but I thought maybe you were doing a take on podcast or something where you're exploding books. That might be something we think about, but exploding books. So Very appropriate for this time of year with the 4th of July around the corner, but
really? Yeah.
are you blowing up books? What's going on there?
Miss Laura from the Frankfort Arts Department is bringing that program to every building, and it's kind of like an origami thing in that they have some paper and they're folding it very specifically and putting a front and back on it, and they'll be able to open it up and it drops out, and they'll be able to either write their story or draw their pictures, whatever, on those pages. Looks like fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like some of those greeting cards you can buy now that you open,
right.
open it up and like punches your, something comes out at you. In fact, I've seen some where like little, I got about 2 years from my birthday, my daughter brought me over a card. I opened it up and it was a glitter bomb card. I'm still cleaning glitter out of my office. It was an exploding card. So this exploding book, the kids get to design it, or is it something that they get to cut and paste and make it all work?
Yes, they'll be putting their own book together and folding it, you know, with the guidelines and help from Miss Lori, and they can put whatever story in it, pictures that they want.
See that, and that would have been very dangerous. There was no way under the sun any teacher was going to let me have scissors or anything like that. But it would, I would have not done well with the exploding book. I would have probably brought dynamite or something to the card. But anyway, just knowing my mind. But the not only that, I mean, it's kind of cool when you're looking at some of these programs that you have. You know, between the reading and you have folks coming in telling story with art. You've got these exploding books now, but you're also using stitching and crocheting to tell stories, right?
Right. They've been working at Frankfort getting this ready for all four buildings again. They've used some fabric and created a book cover, and then the kids will be able to design their book cover. They'll add other pieces of fabric, beads, buttons, ribbon, all those things on, learn maybe how to sew a button on if that's something new to them. And during the program, they will design their cover. And then they'll take that home with instructions as to how to add pages to that book cover. And they can write or draw their own story and put inside their special book cover. So.
And all of these programs that we've been talking about this morning, they're happening in all four of the branches?
Correct.
Okay, that's awesome. The stitching, so the kids can, again, it's almost bringing a 3D model to what you're creating in the story. So you're bringing that art to life, and it's a cool thing because now you're also teaching kids another art form, and that is sewing.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know some of the, I mean, we got the 4-H fair coming up. Some of these projects could probably go right into the 4-H, I would think. That would kind of be a cool thing.
Yeah, that would be. I hadn't thought of that, but it could very well be. I think things from this summer would have to wait maybe till next summer's fair, because I think they have to have things done by now, but... Yeah,
I'll have to talk to Hillary about that. Maybe opportunity for some partnerships there to do some things, library and the 4-H and bring in the kids, because, you know, 4-H is not just for the country kids. It's for everybody, and it's an opportunity to get them plugged in. You know, in your time at the library, Kathy, what have been a couple of things that you have seen change over the years that you look at and say, this has been a really positive thing, whether it be, you know, technology or whether it be expansion or whatever the case may be. What are some things that you look back and say, you know, this is really something that is going to make an impact in kids?
I think staying up, a library staying up with whatever the new technology is, and that, you know, we have the Libby app, so if you prefer to read on your phone or your tablet, you can do that. And for some people, that's very important. For some people, that's the way they prefer to do it. But they can do that by using their library card. So, you know, it's still library connected. Kids can come in, they can use the computer if they need it to finish their homework or whatever. Sometimes they use it just for fun. There are video games that they can check out and take home. All kinds of things that keep that child coming to, or an adult, coming to the library. There are not only being books, magazines, newspapers are available and such. You know, there's so much that they can come and do. And I don't foresee them ever saying, you know, the library hasn't kept up. They're old school. We have books and that, but we also have them available for them in their electronic version. So, you know, we try to keep them interested and go with whatever they need.
Absolutely. And then the opportunity. So if someone maybe is sitting, you know, at home, maybe they're driving down in their car, maybe they're listening to this later on in their home, and they don't have a library card, they don't necessarily, you know, maybe it's maybe reading was kind of an intimidating factor back in the day. But now that, you know, they've become an adult, they've got kids, maybe even grandkids. How do they go about, Kathy, of coming to the library, getting a library card, and starting the journey?
They need a photo ID. For a lot of people, that's their driver's license. If that has their current address on it, then that is all they need. If their license does not have their current address on, then they need to bring a piece of mail that they've received through the U.S. Post Office with their current address on. And there's questions we will ask them, but that will vary about their location and township and all that, and then we'll get them a library card if we can. So
awesome.
It's a very easy process.
Now, is there a fee to that?
That all depends on the township that they live in.
Oh, okay, yeah, because of the tax. Yeah, okay, with the rate. Yeah,
right.
Yep. Okay, got it. Well, there's other things happening. You got, I know, Mr. Lehman, Marcus the Magician. He is he's always a popular guy, and he's coming to all four libraries this summer.
That's correct. In the next week or so, I think it's next Tuesday, we will have Marcus at the Rossville Library. He'll be on Thursday at Mulberry, the following Monday at Michigan Road, and the following Wednesday at Frankfort. So we're going to keep him busy for a few hours this summer at least. He's an amazing magician. I've seen him several times, sometimes through the library. He does his craft for over 25 years.
Yeah.
I know he's done it at several Central Indiana restaurants. He's done it at libraries. He's been to elementary schools to visit. Just an amazing magician.
Yeah, he does a great job. Just a great entertainer. Does a nice job both with adults and kids and bringing everything together. It's a really a cool event if you get a chance to see Marcus. And I would highly recommend call the library or find out what the schedules are. Kathy just mentioned them, but if you're not taking notes, you might want to just call the library and find out what the day Marcus the Magician is going to be in your area. And maybe at your library, depending on where you live. And you can always, it doesn't matter, you can always travel. You can still get the vehicle and go to Michigan Town or go to Rossville or Frankfort. When you think about these kind of programs and these kind of events that are a little extra special for people, do we see more crowd? Do you see more people coming in to the library system to participate in a program like this, Kathy?
Yes, lots of those get very full very quickly. The branches, we do ask that people go online and sign up or get.
Okay, that was my next question. Yeah.
So we can sign them up because those programs occur in our meeting room, which our size of our meeting room varies a little bit from building to building, but overall we can do in the 30 to 40 people range in a meeting room, maybe a little more in some. At Frankfort, they do not have to register because they'll be holding those things in the Scanta Theater, which is much larger than and can accommodate more people. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then you've got not only the magician, but you got Karen Land with her dog Noggin discussing dog mushing. What in the world are we? Are we talking about like the Alaska Trinidad or Iditarod?
I did it. Uh-huh. Yes, we are. She has participated in that for 3 times. So I'm sure she has some amazing stories about that experience. Noggin's coming along with her, and she'll be bringing her sled and her gear that she takes and her clothing that she wears to keep warm. So I'm sure that will be, I'm looking forward to hoping that I can sneak in there and listen too. So I think that will be a fun program. And she has taken that program to other libraries and elementary schools all over the U.S. So
yeah, just make sure she sheds all that clothing before she goes back outside here in the July.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, but well, that'll be fun. And the dog Noggin is coming too. So it's going to be a fun time.
Right. And once again, we ask that people sign up for that one at the branches, but she'll be at Frankfurt and the Scanta Theater. So.
All right. Well, you got a lot going on the month of July, Kathy. It's never a dull moment at any of the libraries that we have here in Clinton County. So let's get, how do people contact, what's the phone number for people to contact either you or the main library system, and then let's get the web address back out there as well.
Okay. I have one more friend that Rachel asked me to speak about. It will be the only program that is just at Frankfurt, and it is next Wednesday, July 9th, 5:30 at the Scanta Theater, and it's an author, Maurice Broaddus, and he is an Indianapolis area author. He has been a librarian, a teacher, an author. He is currently an editor, has several books that he has written, and when he's here, he will be talking about his middle grade detective series, The Usual Suspects and Unfadable. I read about Unfadable, and it is based in Indianapolis. So I think that would be fun, too, to listen to him.
And that is at the Frankfurt Public Library on next Wednesday, the 9th, at 5:30
Correct.
p.m. Okay. Awesome.
And to answer your previous question, yes, the website is www.myfcpl, that's for Frankfurt Community Public Library, .org. And the Rossville Library is 765-379-2246. And I believe Frankfurt's phone number is 765-654-8746. That one I'm a little foggy on. But.
I believe you're right. I've called it enough times. I believe it is 8746-654-8746. And then the Rossville number, if they want to talk to you directly, is 765-379-2246 to call you at the library there in Rossville. And then if you want to go online, and they have a great website, you can kind of view all of the information that Kathy's been talking about today at myfcpl.org. Is that correct, Kathy? Make sure I got all
correct.
Right. Okay. And yes. then the website, can they register as well on the website?
They certainly can, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So you can go to the website if you want to see Miss Karen and her dog Noggin, or if you want to see Magician Marcus, or any of the activities going on this summer, just go onto the website, www.myfcpl.org. And you can register for any of these great events or give them a call as well. Kathy, thank you very much. You're doing the Lord's work. I appreciate you helping us out today and being with us and getting all the good information out. Have a great July and stay cool.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Kathy Circle from Rossville Branch. She's the Rossville Branch librarian and head of the branches for Clinton County. And we appreciate her joining us this morning and talking all things library. And a lot of great resources there. And we are very fortunate to have the library system that we have here in Clinton County. You should never take it for granted. Always get out there and support and be out there you know, looking for that next book, or even if it's not something you want to read, maybe it's an Audible that you want to listen to with the Libby app. You can do that as well. www.myfcpl.org, www.myfcpl.org. And we appreciate all they do. We're going to take a quick break. Going to come back and talk all things fair coming up. Clinton County Fair right around the corner. It is Party Line on WILO.